Ghanaians continue to take a swipe at UK Prime Minister David Cameron's position to withdraw aid to countries which do not adhere to what he called proper human rights. Dr. Yael Graham of the Third World Network says the rights of gays and lesbians should be respected but kicked against aid conditionality. He said it has always been the ploy of the advanced countries to use imperialist tactics to bully third world countries.
We should not even be worrying about pressure from outside. I think the rights of gay and lesbian people in Ghana should be respected in keeping with the principles of our constitution. Two, I'm glad that everybody is up in arms, albeit from a different starting point, about the bullying and the hypocrisy of Cameron. Our political leaders should learn a lesson. That if you want to be able to run your country according to where you want it to go and not be kicked around by a middle power like the UK, do things that assert your sovereignty. Use our resources best, end corruption, respect the rights of your citizens, and carry out development policies that will strengthen the country. It's only by doing that in the same way that Margaret Thatcher went to Saudi Arabia properly dressed to get a contract to keep British industry alive. The same way the European Central Bank is begging the Chinese for money because they are strong. Let's build ourselves up so that we make the choices that we want and go for it. But I think the rights of gay and lesbian people should respect, and Cameron should not even enter that discussion. It's a separate question from the bullying around aid and the hypocrisy of the British Prime Minister.
I'm sure many will see your position as contradictory.
I'm against aid conditionality. I would accept conditionality under any circumstances. I'm saying that the question of rights of gay and lesbian people should be respected, and I'm uniformly against all kinds of conditionality.
That was Dr. Graham of the Third World Network. A legal practitioner and lecturer in media law at the Ghana Institute of Journalism, Mose Kwejo Adu, however, disagreed with the call to legalize gayism and lesbianism in the country. He said human rights must be looked at within the context of societies that do not frown on norms, culture and values. Mr. Adu said Ghana should not subject itself to UK's pressure to legalize the rights of gay and lesbians in the country.
There are general fundamental human rights that cut across borders that we can't challenge.
Does that not include the right to the choice of whichever sex orientation you think?
Exactly, but we should also look at human rights within the context of each society and the norms and culture and value that particular society, so that if we are receiving any law or we are receiving anything, any policy from outside which conflicts with our culture, our norms, our value, then that is where we now have to sit down and define the type of rights that they are talking about.
Our culture is there, our norms are there, but we have homosexuals and lesbians in Ghana.
Do you know that some time ago, children's rights were not generally known? But when Ghana realized that there are international conventions on the rights of the child to have education, especially that of the girl child, you realize that quickly the society realized that, no, we have to change and accept the rights of the child.
A legal practitioner and lecturer of media law at the Ghana Institute of Journalism, Osei Kuju Adu. Meanwhile, the Emir and missionary in charge of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission, Maldi Wahab Adam, says it's a pity UK Prime Minister David Cameron has threatened to stop giving aid to countries that do not recognize absolute rights of gays. He says such a claim should remind African leaders of the need to be self-reliant. Maldi Wahab Adam told Radio Ghana that the Ghanaian society frowns on homosexuality, hence the need for the country to ignore such threats and focus on doing what is morally right.
It is a pity we live in an age when the world has forgotten all its moral value. And it is unfortunate that Britain of all countries makes the rights of gays conditional to the assistance that it would offer Ghana. I say this because though Britain is a secular country, the Queen still bears the title of Defender of Faith. In other words, she has a duty to defend morality. But we know from the scriptures that nations before us were destroyed because of homosexuality. Such is the seriousness which we need to attach to the issue of homosexuality. I believe that it is high time developing countries learned to be self-reliant.
Where do you start from looking at the fact that they have already targeted leaders in Africa who do not heed to their calls or want to conform with their demands by trying to overthrow them or institute measures that lead to their overthrow?
I'm saying In Africa, people would believe in things like homosexuality and things like that. The right thing is for the leaders to reject this.
I'm wondering, sometimes we depend on these people for virtually everything. Will our politicians have that political will to help us be that self-reliant?
We vote for them and bring them to the level of leadership of the country because we want them to lead us aright. And they will mislead us and get us into this type of trouble that will make us disobedient in the eyes of the Almighty. Then that's not good enough. They must stand firm and know that they have been voted to power because we want them to lead and not to be led.
From a religious point of view, what does it mean at this time in our history?
What it means is we have lost our sense of morality. You know, because if God has said in the scriptures, and it's not limited to just one scripture, the Christians, the Muslims, those who adhere to Judaism, almost all the scriptures of the world speak against this as unnatural. Because God has created man and woman, and what is expected of them is they should live together as man and wife, and then procreate. That is the method that Allah has set in motion for the world to go on. Now, to go contrary to that and start doing anything against it is clearly against the will of the Almighty. It's disobedience to Him, and it's not good enough.
So do you advise that Ghana in particular should not heed to that demand?
Of course. That is a very, very clear admonition, because if we say that we believe in God, and the majority of the people of this country believe in God, and even if those who do not believe in God are idol worshippers, they also found on things like homosexuality. So it means that the totality of the people of this country frown on it. And so our leaders must make sure that they do what the citizenry want them to do.
Malvi Wahab Adam is the Amir and missionary in charge of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission in Ghana.